time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. Did anybody not get any rain on this go-around coming through? And our thoughts are going out with those people from basically Butler through Clinton down towards Binger and Weatherford and over in that area. I know you guys have got anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of rain in the last 10 days. You've got too much, but, you know, we can't turn the faucet off. Anyway, I've seen lots of flooding in Clinton, water over I-40. It's been a while. I mean, we go from a severe drought after 6 months to can't even turn the water faucet off. But I'd rather be waiting for it to dry up than to get wet. So anyway, right now it's 68 degrees. Humidity is 79. We have got 0.97 inches here at our studio in Elk City. Some guys told me they've got 2, 3, 4, 5 inches. So anyway, the winds are out of the east at 17 miles an hour. Wind gusts are 26 miles an hour. And we'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you later on in the show. Today, I have a special guest in the studio with me, Wade Burleson from Enid, Oklahoma. He's running for U.S. House Representative District 3. He'll be running against Frank Lucas, and he's a Republican, and he's been in. We've already had a chit-chat. Super nice guy. And, hey, he knows some people. We'll get into that when I get over there to start talking to him. But first, let's check out the markets. And right now, let me update them, make sure they're up to date. As I turned it on a while ago, looks like good things are happening with livestock. Everything is way up today. Live cattle, June's 136.82. Live cattle for August, 137.77. October, 142.92. December, 148.65. Feeder cattle are actually way up, 3 to 4, actually. August, 176.37. September, 178.25. Only thing not up on livestock is June lean hogs, and they're just holding steady at 108.27. July is 109.90. 107.70 for August. Cotton is down slightly, 136 a pound. And sugar from a buddy out there in Delhi, Oklahoma, old Bill Dance. It's below 19 cents today, buddy. You better stock up because your wife, she needs some sugar to put on you to even look at you. But anyway, that's beside the point. And I hate it, man. Crude oil is up. Way up. It's at $122.70 a barrel, and that's West Texas. And natural gas is still pushing that $10 MCF going on there. Well, let's check out the live grain markets here real quick. In Oklahoma, as of an hour ago, and also it counts for Texas. Hard red winter wheat, 1081, down slightly. Corn's up at 794, and Milo's up at 750, and soybeans are up way up at 1672. Anyway, these rains are going to be hampering our wheat harvest. They already have, and will be. The guys get a lot. Some people got a little bit cut, but not everybody. Well, there ain't much happening in the world according to my update, but I'll give you a little bit. November soybeans rallied to new contract highs overnight with new crop November soybeans above $15. Planting soybeans is more profitable than taking prevent plant for farmers in the Dakotas and Minnesota that don't have their corn or spring wheat in the ground. In the U.S. Globex grain markets, corn futures are 8 cents higher, soybeans are up 24 cents, and wheat futures are trading at 5 to 6 cents higher. So that was pretty quick. When we come back, Wade and I will have a great conversation Like I said, the text line is open at 580-225-9697. If you got any concerns that you would like to ask Wade. And also, we are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on KCOFM.com. If your radio's out, there's no reason for you not to be listening. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
We strive in our cow herd for high efficiency cattle. We want lots of gain with low input. That's what we strive for. We want our customers to be able to wean the biggest calf without putting much money into that. We try to prove that through our commercial herd, and then if they prove themselves there, then we make them registered and we chase those bloodlines. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I don't know what those Red Angus cows brought. I got a guy texted in already at Woodward yesterday, but I'm going to find out. I've been busy getting ready for my guest today and forgot to look up the Woodward Livestock Action Return. So anyway, my bad, but it'll be all right. But it's 68 still right now. The winds are still out of the east at 17 miles an hour. And you guys know what Wednesday is around my studio. It's the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Anyway, he sponsors the show today for a live read. And everybody knows Jimmy and Tracy. I hope they do up there on the Taylor Ranch. But anyway, hey, all you grillers out there, are you ready to up your game? Taylor Ranch beef is your answer. No matter what your skill level, from the beginner to the master griller, starting with Taylor Ranch beef will take you to the next level, and I promise you it will. The majority of the Taylor Ranch beef grades prime. You, your family, and your friends all will appreciate and enjoy your decision on Taylor Ranch beef. At the Taylor Ranch, they develop every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Jimmy at 405-609-4662. Well, Mr. Wade Burleson, welcome to the show.
Jimmy, it is my honor to be on this incredible show.
So are you a vegetarian or do you like beef?
Man, I love beef, particularly Oklahoma beef.
Yes, and that's what we promote that so much in our ag industry out here, and I try to help my best. Jimmy's one of the most, I don't know how to describe their beef. It's great. And I've been to the feedlot where they feed out. I've been to the ranch where they raise them. And honestly, there's nothing like homegrown beef and having it processed
locally. Nothing like it at all, Jimmy. The problem is you've got the United Nations in the name of equity bringing in South American beef
yep.
to compete against Oklahoma beef.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that is destructive for our nation, and I will fight that tooth and toenail.
What do you think can be done about that?
Well, I think a ton can be done. First, you've got to know what's going on. And, you know, I know the listeners here may not know much about me, but as you said, I am running for United States Congress. And you've got to know what the issues are. And then you've got to be a fighter. Winston Churchill says, I like a man who smiles and fights at the same time. And I take that to heart. I smile. I like people. I love people. But I am a fighter. And you can fight what is being done in the name of equity, equal outcomes,
right,
at the national level. And it, frankly, it takes Congress to fight it.
And it does. And the thing about Winston and George Patton, they smoke a cigar. Didn't you?
You know what? I have a lot of friends who are aficionados of cigars. I'm not, but I will smoke one occasionally.
That's good. That's all right. Well, tell all of our listeners, who's Wade Burleson?
Oh, you betcha. Well, first of all, let me just say, Jimmy, I love your authenticity, and I love your passion. I am a passionate man.
Yeah.
I have a degree in finance and business administration. My wife has her doctorate in nursing from Vanderbilt University.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She is the chief nursing officer at the Regional Medical Center in Enid, Oklahoma. I was president of our Baptist Convention in Oklahoma, two elected terms, and pastored the largest evangelical church in northwest Oklahoma. It's called Emmanuel Enid, for 30 years. Prior to that, I was chaplain for the Tulsa Police Department, educated in Texas, came to Oklahoma in 1982, have been here for 40 years this year, and pastored the same Baptist church in Enid for 30 years. And I tell people, if you can pastor the same Baptist church for 30 years, you can definitely be in Congress.
Yes, you can. Yeah, because you were doing something right. And just in case somebody's going to text in and ask, I'm going to let you know right now that I didn't even have to ask him, but I know he is a firm believer in the Second Amendment.
Oh, my goodness. And in fact, anybody comes down here, I carry a 380. I've been trained, of course, but I've been endorsed by the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association.
Yeah.
I have 9mm, 45. I have several rifles. And I'm a constitutional advocate of the Second Amendment. It cannot be infringed upon because all other rights are dependent upon the people of the United States being able to arm themselves.
Right. Yeah. It is. And, you know, there's a lot of things happened here lately in Texas and other places, Tulsa.
Yes.
And, you know, we won't get out on that, but it's bad. And the prayers go out for those people that are affected by it. But, you know, it could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, lots of things. It's a great world, but on with agriculture.
Mm.
A lot of things been going on in the agriculture industry here lately, and I'm going to briefly just say a little piece, and then I want you to follow me up with what you think. Our commodity prices are really high right now,
mm-hmm. But
our input costs are really high too. And I think our input costs are up way more than what our commodity price has gone up. But we have fertilizer issue, we have chemical issue, we got our fuel issue, mm-hmm. and it's just crazy what the costs are. Fertilizer, for example, I feel like, you know, yes, I know their cost went up. We had labor shortages from the COVID, but after the COVID's gone away, where did all these people go? Where's the workforce gone to?
Mm-hmm.
Where did that workforce go to? But fertilizer got up $1,200 a ton. Now it's back down in the $700 a ton range. But it's funny to me that the fertilizer costs have gone down quite a bit in the last month after everybody else needed it to put on their crops or corn, soybeans, or peanuts, or whatever, top dress their wheat, top dress their grass. All of a sudden, none of these farmers, not all of them, but some of the farmers backed off and just sat on the fence a little bit. We were in a drought around here anyway. There wasn't going to be a lot of fertilizer used unless you had irrigation. But then all of a sudden, there's not a lot of fertilizer being used. Here comes the prices back down. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I'm not a politician. I'm a writer, a podcaster, a researcher. Two very dear friends of mine, Dinesh D'Souza out of Houston, Texas, Charlie Kirk out of California, helped me establish a studio in Enid. I retired from pastoring in January of this year. And I was approached to run for Congress and said no immediately. Went home and told my wife. And she came back a couple of days later, Jimmy, and told me, Wade, you ought to run. And every smart man, Jimmy, listens to his wife. So we declared February 1 to run. And I'm going to tell you why. I texted Frank Lucas. He's the first one I texted when I decided to run. And he immediately called me back. And I made him a promise. I will never, ever, ever denigrate you. You love the Lord, you love your country, you love your nation, you love your state, you love your church, you love your family, and you're an honorable man. And I want everybody listening to hear me. And I mean that. And I've kept that promise. But I'm a fighter. And Frank is more of a compromiser. And I say that in love. People are just bent that way.
Right.
I'm a fighter. And you asked me about agriculture? I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The Atwoods have been friends of mine for years, if you know the Atwoods. They're members of my church. Gary Atwood.
My favorite store.
Oh, my goodness. Gary Atwood, Johnny Atwood, their son, Brian, their son-in-law. They've been friends for years. I've got ranchers, farmers. Your in-laws up in Billings.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in the heart of ranching and cattle raising and farming and so on. I'll tell you what the problem is right now. We have exceptional farmers and ranchers, cattle raisers in Oklahoma, the best in the world, but they are being overregulated by the United States federal government.
Yes, sir.
They're being encroached upon. And you say, okay, Wade, how? How are they being encroached upon? Well, let's take fertilizer as an example. The price of fertilizer, why is it 700% higher than it was a year ago? What's going on here? Well, you have the United Nations along with 2,000 alphabet soup agencies at the United States national level who think they know better about what is needed for this country than Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. For example, the environment. I think you know, Jimmy, that in January, Biden issued a mandate for the waters of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Called WOTUS.
Yep.
All right, let me tell you something. That is unconstitutional, what he did. But you've got to have congressmen and congresswomen who will stand up and fight this encroachment. In fact, one of my little policy changes, I think, should be keep POTUS out of WOTUS. POTUS is president of the United States.
Yeah.
Keep POTUS out of WOTUS and keep SCOTUS upholding COTUS.
Yeah.
That's the Supreme Court of the United States upholding the Constitution of the United States.
Yes, sir.
What is happening is this. The EPA, the FDA, the USDA, in the name of the environment, in the name of equity, they are coming into Oklahoma, encroaching on our farmlands and on our operations. And I could tell you story after story after story of me already fighting the federal government. And I'm asking people to elect me to Congress because I will fight for the liberty of ranchers and farmers. And one example would be the Farm Bill, which will be presented to Congress January of next year.
Yep.
Most people don't realize 77% of the Farm Bill goes to food stamps. 13% goes to crop insurance. That ought to be flipped. In the name of national security, we ought to do everything we can in the supply chain to bring down the cost of fertilizer. But what you've got in the name of the environment is the federal government saying to people like truckers, okay, look, your diesel additive that we are requiring you to place in your diesel, we're going to shut down the railroads from shipping it, which will then shut down trucks. They're trying to reduce the carbon footprint, and they are destroying ranchers, cattlemen, farmers throughout Oklahoma and the Midwest. One other example I could give you. I don't know if farmers who don't plant soybean understand this, but in February, the Biden administration issued a mandate that a pesticide that has been used since 1947 cannot be used because it's killing the American burying beetle. Yep. They issued that for Oklahoma. The soybean crop had already been planted. Now, there are 400,000 varieties of beetles. By the way, you like me to Congress, I'll be the only congressman that knows how many varieties of beetles there are.
Great. Yeah. That's awesome.
You could drop an atom bomb on a farm and not kill the American burying beetle. So why is our federal government more interested in the American burying beetle than they are the American farmer's bank account? I'll tell you why. We've been taken over by socialists. We've been taken over by communists. We've been taken over by people who want to change our country. And it's time that people wake up and send somebody to Congress who will fight for the liberty of Oklahomans. And that's what I'll fight for.
Awesome. And, you know, he's talking about the WOTUS. You know, it was getting to where a mud hole in your front yard might be regulated by the EPA. Yeah, it was getting ugly, and I kept talking about it, and I don't know how many people last winter was believing me, and I said, you guys need to pay attention.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're sharp. I love your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit. You know why? The EPA will come in and then measure your water and say, look, your carbon footprint is too high. It's called an ESG score, Environmental Social Governance score. I'm telling you, this is all about control. And the only people who can push back
is Congress.
Boom.
You're the only one. The people can gripe all they want, but it ain't going to do no good unless it's voted
on. And so somebody says, okay, well, Wade, how can one person like you make a difference? Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot more people like me coming into Congress. And here's the deal. Frank has served 28 years, and he's done a good service to our state. Okay? He's for term limits, yep. As am I. He co-sponsored a constitutional amendment for term limits that a congressman can only serve 6 years. I've signed that. I'm a man of my word. 6 years, I'm gone.
Yep.
He's done it, too. He's going for his 15th term. Here's the deal. He's done well. Now it's time for a fighter. And I promise you, I'll give everybody here on this radio broadcast my cell phone. You have a problem, you call me, I will fight. If we have time before a break, Jimmy, okay, I'll tell you a story of a dairy ranch.
All right.
Just west of Enid. They called me up and said, Wade, federal government's coming in to shut us down. I said, what for? They said, we're not making buttermilk the way we're supposed to make it. So, you know, Jimmy, I'm a fighter. But again, I like people. I remember names. I go out there. The woman, it's a generational dairy. It's the best buttermilk in the nation. Hal Smith, who owns Hal Smith Restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
He says it's the best buttermilk. He wanted to ship it interstate to 13 different states where he has restaurants. That's when the federal government got involved, came in, and they said to this dairy, nope, 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 you can't do it. This contract is null and void. We're going to shut you down. So I sat there for an hour listening. She was crying. The owner was crying. The man, the husband, he was angry. And these federal officials who had come from Washington, D.C. are in the room. So I sit there and listen to it. When it's all said and done, I ask one question. Have you tested the buttermilk? They looked at me, Jimmy, like you're looking at me.
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah, and they said, who are you? And I said, well, my name's Wade Burleson. I'm a friend of the family's. They called me to ask me to come out. By the way, they'd called other congressmen and so on who couldn't come for various reasons. I went. And they said, Mr. Burleson, we don't have to test the buttermilk. We don't have to test it because they're not doing the process that we, the federal government, tells them they should do. And so, you know, Jimmy, when I was police chaplain for the Tulsa Police Department for many years, we had training. I was good cop, bad cop. It's true. I mean, you do an interview, you have a good cop, you have a bad cop. Well, I was the only person in the room, so I played both the good cop and the bad cop to the FDA officials and the USDA officials, and I said this. I said, listen, I don't know if I'll be elected to Congress, but I'm going to make you a promise. If I am elected to Congress, I'll remember every one of your names, and I'll call them by name. And I'll be coming to your offices, USDA, FDA, do everything within my power to haul you before a congressional hearing to make you accountable for why you are coming into Oklahoma, shutting down a generational dairy that learned the process of making their buttermilk from the Department of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University, that has the best buttermilk in the nation, according to Hal Smith, and is inspected annually by the Oklahoma State Department of Agriculture, and you are shutting them down. Now, that was the bad cop. Then I played the good cop. But you know what? I think we can figure out a solution. So guess what? We figured out a solution. And right there at Red Ridge Dairy, just west of Enid, they're still selling their buttermilk, and they got a big old honking burlesome Congress sign out in front of their store.
Did you bring me any?
Well, I did, well, Jimmy.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm talking with Wade Burleson. He's running for U.S. Congress, District 3 here in Oklahoma, our district. Actually, it's a great big district. And so anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 3rd. 473 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 501 brought 178. 3 at 547 brought 163. 4 at 555 brought 167. 8 at 616 brought 158. 8 at 956 brought 122.50. 5 head of heifers at 483 brought 152.50. 4 at 511 brought 157.50. 17 at 562 brought 160. 13 at 693 brought 151. 3 at 817 brought 138. Butcher cows were 61 to 95.50. Butcher bulls brought 76 to 115. Bred cows were 600 to 925. Pairs brought 1250 to 1810. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I farm and ranch for a living. That's all I do. So I've got property and equipment, irrigation systems, my house, my barns, and Mickey has everything now. I decided one day to call him, and I actually was having lunch with a friend, and he had his number, and we actually rang him up at lunch, and he was at my barn at my office that evening. Sat down, I showed him my deck sheets. He took them and was back in touch with me within 2 days or less with everything, and I pulled the trigger. He come back to the office, was signed all the papers, and wrote him a check. I've never actually been to his office. I think it's in Mangum, but I couldn't get there right now without looking it up. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yep, we're still live, making sure their pretty faces still on Facebook and on the website. 70 degrees, the winds are out of the north northeast at 21 miles an hour, with wind gust up to 26. I have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you shortly. But first, before we get back with Wade, which is Wade's on here, but anyway, I got to answer a few texts. And some of them good, some of them bad, but both of them are funny. Anyway, one person asking you, could you fix the spamming calls that we get all the time? And so, and then, of course, I get this one. Hey, have him repeat that again. Listen to your wife. So, yeah, you're causing commotion on here already. So
Jimmy, who was that from?
My wife.
Oh.
So,
that's funny.
Anyway, my in-law's daughter. How's that?
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
She's the one from Billings, not me. Anyway, well, let's get back to agriculture. If you're just now joining us, Wade Burleson is running for U.S. Congress District 3, which is actually basically everything but Lawton, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it goes from Tulsa Country Club, cuts across through Stillwater, northern Logan County, west side of Oklahoma City, then downtown Oklahoma City, Will Rogers Airport, southwest to southwest 89th, and then everything west. They cut out Yukon, gave it to Stephanie Bice's district, goes all the way to New Mexico, Colorado. I've been to all 32 counties. This is America. This is the heart of America. Oklahomans are great people, and my wife and I have had a great time campaigning. It's only been Jimmy, we announced February 1, so it's only been February, March, and April, and May. We've had fun.
Well, if you answer my next question, which I told you I wasn't a professional interviewer, but if you answer the next question correctly with a short answer and a truthful one, you might get some votes.
Okay.
So do you buy local beef and do you have it processed local?
I do.
There you go. That's all you,
buy local beef just north of Enid, a retired colonel, and it grows his own beef, have it processed locally, and our fridge is stocked up.
Well, talking about beef and talking about processing, Enid has some pretty big large processors up there. Tyson's up there. A couple others are up there. There's some big agriculture players in the Enid area. There's been a lot going on. President Biden and his administration, and I'm not dogging on politicians here. I'm telling you what we read and what's on the news. President Biden and his group have been pointing the fingers at the big four processors, having so much control, about 70-80% of the processing. Well, there's a lot of processing plants coming in, and during COVID, thanks to Mr. Trump, that there's a lot of smaller processes come back into the picture.
Right.
And it's great because, you know, we were down to just a couple around this area, and you had to book months out, and you still do even with the new ones in here. But what do you think's going on with that? Do you think it's really the processing?
It's overregulation. I'm telling you, if you deregulated small ranches, farms, processors, cattle raisers, you deregulated them, and then you supported them through the Farm Bill, broad-based support to bring down cost of fertilizer. You opened up federal lands for natural gas and oil exploration. The government, I'm telling you, Jimmy, you know this, but the government, and when I say the government, I'm talking about what Trump used to call the swamp, but I want to define it for you. 2000 alphabet soup agencies that act as if they are the force of law. That is unconstitutional. And we're letting it happen. Congress has got to fight. Yeah. And I'm telling you, the bills that I'm writing, already working on, that will be submitted, if they're not passed, I promise you, I will be on national television telling people to wake up. One of those bills is the Chinese Communist Party. It's taken over 300,000 acres of farm prime land in Oklahoma.
Why don't we let them do that?
Jimmy!
That's what I'm asking.
Jimmy! That's what I'm saying. What in the heck is going on? Yeah. Now, my first bill will be the Chinese government, Chinese citizens will have 60 days to sell that land, or it will be seized and sold to the highest bidder, an Oklahoma farmer. And by the way, I don't want to just pick on China. That's any foreign entity.
Right.
You know, most people don't know, Jimmy. Now, you go to the grocery store, you buy beef, you pick it up, it's got a USDA stamp. You think, oh, well, that's made in America beef, made in the United States. No.
No.
No. Under my opponent's watch, that changed. And now what's happened is, in the name of equity, Brazilian beef raisers can send their beef to Oklahoma, and it's sold in Jumbo's or Safeway or any store where you pick up beef, and it's got a USDA stamp on it. Guys, that's unconscionable. Why is that happening? Because Congress is not fighting. And I will go to fight. So back to the processors. It's overregulation. You know, I've been on the phone with Abbott Foods. We've got a baby food shortage, right?
Right.
I've been on the phone with Abbott Foods. I mean, I'm a smart guy, and I say that humbly because I work hard at it. And I do research. And I'm not afraid to speak out. I'll give you an illustration, Jimmy, of that in just a second. But I've called Abbott Foods. Do you know that the federal government closed Abbott Foods?
I found that out the other day.
I'm telling you, Jimmy, this is absurd.
Months ago.
They closed Abbott Foods and created the crisis that we are in. And I'm telling you, the federal government created the crisis for processors through overregulation. Now, Trump, he brought it back to where it should be. Congress must fight. And one of the things, in being respectful of my friend Frank, who is a very good man, he's not on the Agriculture Committee. You can't fight if you're not on the committee. I've already made it known I want to be on the Agriculture Committee and I want to be on Natural Resources. But here's the deal. Whether I'm on the committee or not, I promise you I will be protecting Oklahomans from the encroachment of federal government. Frank's on financial services, big banking, space, science and technology, big tech. And you know those are important committees, but they don't have very much to do with Western Oklahoma. I'm going to Congress to fight for Oklahomans. And I would say I'm a man of my word. Here's the illustration I'd give you. 15 years ago, I stood on the floor of the Southern Baptist Convention, and I told an assembly of 20,000 people, we must start tracking sexual predators, we must make their names known, and we must give this list to the public so that somebody who offends, who commits a sexual crime in a local Baptist church, it can't be covered up, and then they're shipped to another church where they reoffend. Well, guess what? I stood there on the floor. Nobody wanted to hear it. Wade, why are you talking about this? Keep it. It's a family deal. Be quiet. Don't confront. And so they voted it down. Guess what? 15 years later, that means this year, 3 weeks ago, the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention spent $4.5 million, paid a professional organization who came out with a recommendation that we establish a sexual predator database and make it public. And it was if they'd have listened to me 15 years ago, it would have saved the convention $4.5 million and a lot of embarrassment for all the things that have happened over these 15 years. So, Jimmy, my point to you is this. When I get to Congress, I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm not a politician. I'm too old. I don't need the money. I'm 60 years old. My prime years of serving are ahead. 60s and 70s, a new scientific study just came out, are the most productive years of a man. I'm not running for myself. I don't need the money. I don't need the recognition. I am running for your kids, my kids, your grandkids, my grandkids, your farm, my farm. Jimmy, I'm running to keep the federal government out of your business, your bank account, your backyard, and your body.
Awesome. Well, when we come back, I got one text in that I need to go over with you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anyway, before we go to break, come back and I got the weather. He said, this gentleman texts in, we'll tell him your favorite Longhorn raiser will be voting for him as well as my family. So here's the story behind that. A few weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, I was bad-mouthing the Longhorn bull, the steer that's down in Austin for the Texas Longhorns. And anyway, I seen him up here. We got a new veterinarian. She just did her first year here, as opened up, Dr. Taylor Mouse. Anyway, I was in there to go see her, and this guy come in. He had two Longhorns. One of them was a cow and one of them was a heifer. And, you know, you got to be special with these things with these 20-foot racks on them. But anyway, I wasn't bad-mouthing all Texas Longhorns. And it's a big old boy. And anyway, he said something, and I said something. He turned around, he looked at me. I heard you bad-mouthing my Longhorns the other day on the phone. He said, if she's open, I'm going to take her out there by your place and put her on the property across the road, so you got to look at a Longhorn every day. Anyway, what was I going to say? He's twice as big as me, but he didn't accept my apology that I was talking about the Texas Longhorn.
That's funny.
Anyway, but...
That's funny.
Yeah, but there's good people in the ag
very
industry.
Good people.
There's good people, and there's really good people in there. Well, I have Mr. Wade Merlison with me. He's running for U.S. Congress, District 3. Come back after this break. I got the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and then we'll finish out talking to Wade. If you got any questions, I'm getting lots of replies. Thank you so much for your replies. If you got any questions you want me to ask him, keep it clean, 580-225-9697. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is Jerry Knight, owner of the Woodford Livestock Auction. First sale is Thursday, June the 9th. We are getting some nice rains. Here's what we got in the yard as of Tuesday evening. For Moreland, got 202 heifers weigh 7.5. Freedom, 28 steers and heifers at 8. Moreland got 72 steers, 7.5. Longdale, 33 mixed, 8.5. Moreland, 92 heifers at 7. Moreland, we got 29 heifers, 7.5. Bison, 59 heifers, 8-9. Prescott, Arizona, 47 steers and heifers, 8.5. Thomas, 90 heifers, 8-9. Extremely good cow and bull market, killing market on Tuesday with better killing cows bringing 87 up to 95, thin cows brought 50 up to 84, and our bulls topped at 119, with our younger pairs topping at 1800. We'll also have two loads off that same ranch. They're bred cows and pairs, they're younger. Give us a call. We'll see you this Thursday. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. We are getting some really cool texts in. I was going to say awesome, but we'll just stick with cool. Anyway, let's update the Mezzanette, make sure everything's going on. By the way, before I give you the Long Ranger, let me tell you how much rain has fallen in most of our area. If I can get to my app there. So anyway, it looks like anywhere from northwest of Hammond through Butler to Arapahoe, Clinton to Weatherford, down towards Eakley, it's orange and yellow, and I will let you know, orange is 8 inches, and that's fallen today. And that's crazy. You guys got a year's supply worth of rain in 10 days, and it's just crazy. Sayre, around Cheyenne, looks like you got 2 to 3 inches. Up towards Roll, up towards Pack Saddle, I see the river line in there by the Pack Saddle bar. Wade, if you ever get a chance to go to Pack Saddle,
I will.
Stop at the bar. It's a family restaurant and bar. Order calf fries and tell them I sent you.
I will.
You might get them free. You might pay double. It all depends on who's working.
We may go there today for lunch. Are they open at lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, it's just about 45 minutes to an hour here. But wonderful people. It's right there at the Pack Saddle Wildlife Management area.
Fantastic.
And anyway, so 73 degrees. are today. We're going to get to 80. I don't know if we'll get there. And my glasses are slipping because I got my hat, my headphones on. Tomorrow, 87. Hey, it's all uphill from here today. Enjoy today. It's going to be the coolest day for the next week. Tomorrow night, 70. Friday, 90 degrees, mostly sunny. Saturday, 93, mostly sunny. Sunday, we're back to triple digits. 100 degrees, and it's got a thermometer on it, so it's going to get hot. And wind, actually, the south wind comes back on Sunday, so she's going to be blowing pretty good. Going to be pretty warm. And that's all brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. And I know you're a man of you like guns.
I do.
If you're ever in the Hobart area, it's in your district.
It is.
Stop in there to the Hobart Farm and Garden. It looks like a mini Atwoods.
Okay.
But you walk in the back, there's paradise back there with all them Browning guns.
I will make that a point to do that.
Anyway, Wade Burleson's back with me, and he is running for Congress, District 3, U.S. Congress here in Oklahoma. He's from Enid, Oklahoma. What about H.R. 550?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I like you, Jimmy. I do. I like your passion. I love the way you think. Let me tell you about it.
Frank, you're the only person around.
Well, your wife likes it, too, I can tell.
Yeah.
Frank Lucas's committee, Space Science and Technology, pushed through House Resolution 550 last November 30th, 2021. Let me give you the big fancy name. It's the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act. I've talked to Frank about this. I could not believe he pushed that through the House. He voted against 180 Republicans. They voted against it. He voted for it, pushed it through, voted with every single Democrat in the House. Basically, Jimmy, it's just control. It gives the federal government control over your immunization records. Now, Frank will say, no, I didn't pass a vaccine mandate. But I think most of you know here in Western Oklahoma, he's very pro-vaccine. He is very pro-mandate.
Yes. He said it.
Yep. So what H.R. 550 does, if passed and signed by the president, and right now, unless it's stopped by a change in Congress, the federal government will be in control. They'll have the ability, the technology, to control your vaccination records, and that's just one step toward controlling your movement. I have a whole speech I give on H.R. 550, and Jimmy, I'm not going to give that here because we're almost out of time, but let me just give you a little synopsis of why I'm running. Liberty is everything to me. And the problem, Jimmy, is everybody desires liberty, but they don't know how to define it. I say liberty's a little bit like breathing. Appreciation for it rises in direct proportion to its loss. You never think about breathing, the mechanics of it, until COVID takes your breath away. Liberty's the same way. You never think about liberty until someone or something begins to take away your freedoms. And H.R. 550 is the beginning of taking away your freedoms. China already matches citizens' names to their digital thumbprint on their phone. And there's no freedom in China. Ukraine does the same thing. And if H.R. 550 passes, pushed by my opponent, it is the first step for the federal government taking away medical autonomy. And I am fighting it tooth and toenail.
Well, it's bad. You know, what I always said, I wouldn't bring a lot of politics onto my show.
Yes.
And we're talking about it today, and it involves agriculture.
Yeah.
Because farmers and ranchers are real people.
Yeah.
And the people that own ag industry that supports our farmers and ranchers are real people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems to me probably from Bush on,
yeah.
the younger Bush, President Bush, on seems like these executive orders have got out of hand.
Oh, my gosh.
What's brought that on?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what's brought that on. It's a lack of constitutional understanding that Congress alone can implement law. The judiciary punishes lawbreakers, and the executive branch should have nothing to do with it. I'm telling you, Jimmy, this is a serious issue in our country.
Yeah.
And when I get to Congress, I will fight these executive mandates that Biden is putting out. You know, my wife has her doctorate in nursing. She's a researcher in terms of medicine. These executive orders for travel, these executive orders that they're giving for vaccinations in the military and so on, I'm not anti-vaccine. I've had every vaccination in the book, except for this last one. And the reason I haven't had this last one is I had COVID. And now I have what is called, it's not natural immunity, that's a misnomer. It's disease recovery immunity. I have broad-based immunity. They were asking me to give blood to people who are very sick. And now I'm being told I must get the vaccine and the booster. Look, I know enough about science to make the decision for my body myself. It's called medical autonomy. And I remember, because I write history books, in the 1930s, German doctors who became Nazi doctors went to concentration camps in the early 40s and began injecting Jews with medicine that the Jews did not give them permission to inject. And at the Nuremberg trials, 6 years later, we hung those Nazi doctors. Now, why in the world do we think in the United States we should have a government telling us what shot we should put in our body?
I never thought of it, but those two stories go
hand in hand.
Yes, they do. Well, we got a few minutes left, and I want to talk about, I want to get back to the Chinese nationals in their land here in Oklahoma. And, you know, we've got, this is more regulated by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, but we've got some good farms in Oklahoma and then some not so bad, or the bad ones on the marijuana stuff. But, you know, what they're doing is they're, on some of these, they're having Americans or whoever's working for them buy the land in their name.
Correct.
How are you going to prevent it to keep the Chinese from buying farmland?
Oh, it's very easy. My wife was living in Hong Kong when we met. I've been to China many times. I have friends around the world.
Okay.
Chinese people are wonderful. They're great people. No. Their cultures. Yeah, you know that. Right. The CCP, I hate. Yeah. I hate the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
Okay, their strategy is to control the world by the year 2049. How do they do it? I'll tell you how they do it. They get the breadbasket farmlands under their control of nations they wish to dominate. And the problem is you've got Congress rolling over on it. Now, I can tell you stories, Jimmy. I know we're out of time. But there are marijuana farms here in Oklahoma run by the Chinese Communist Party. I've got video of them speaking in Mandarin saying, give us $1 million, you'll make $8 million. It's a gold mine in Oklahoma. And you ought to hear how they pronounce Oklahoma. And then they've got bodyguards with machine guns, similar to Uzis, with video cameras everywhere. These are small towns in western Oklahoma. And I've got state regulators who are telling me they are afraid to go in. I've been chaplain for the Tulsa Police Department. I've been working with the FBI, the DEA, throughout the years. I understand what fear is when you're facing an enemy, but I'm telling you, Jimmy, the way the federal government can help us in this, and the state government, we've got to get control. This isn't about marijuana. This is about a foreign investment in Oklahoma, and these lands need to be farmed by Oklahoma ranchers, cattle raisers, farmers, who are then supported in the name of national security by the Farm Bill, which basically is not supporting our farmers.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Wade, for being here today. It's been a pleasure. I hope everybody enjoyed having Wade on the show today. The music is playing. That means it's bye-bye. Anyway, Wade Burleson is running for Congress District 3, U.S. District 3 Congress. And anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. And God bless.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
The biggest songs from the biggest stars.
They call me Mr. Misunderstood.
KECO, Elk City.
words over a Supreme Court threat. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, after an armed man was arrested overnight outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home.
This kind of behavior is obviously is behavior that we will not tolerate.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course,